B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, this is Murdoch. We're glad you're alive. Give us your position and we'll come to pick you up.
Murdoch. I'm coming to get you.
Yo, yo, I got my man Jack Brown on the right of me.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Dutcher and Rich.
Mad Lib just lounging in the back.
We've spent 2 hours and 7 minutes talking about Antonio Brown. I need a palate cleanser.
Just one. We need a palate cleanser. And today, actually, it should be a national holiday because the brand new Rambo movie, Rambo Last Blood, not screened for critics, released at the theaters today.
you put up on, I think it was you that put it up on Twitter. Uh-huh. In the last Rambo, he has a tripod with a machine gun on it. I can't explain to you how dumb this is. And literally, without exaggeration, the bad army is running directly at him. And he's just mowing them down.
Like, up a hill. Like he's in the top of a hill. They're like, you know, I think the best strategic move here would be to just run directly towards him
right.
with no kind of cover whatsoever.
Like, no one thought, yeah, like, maybe we should take another angle. Instead of running into this torrent of bullets.
He's just like, and in that movie, by the way, he's in better shape now than he was back in that one. He's like all fat. And I guarantee you, he's like, I don't want to do anything physical. I just want to shoot here a gun. The bullets never run out. Shoot everyone.
Or he used the excuse like, people love gore.
Yeah, right. It's right when he told us that. But it's like a 2-minute scene of just an entire army, him wiping an entire army because he's standing there with one gun.
Not holding the gun, mind you.
It's on a tripod, it's so he doesn't have to do anything physical to even hold it. And then he starts shooting boats, and because these bullets hit the boats explode.
Of course they do.
Because that's how bullets work when they hit a boat. But it doesn't matter, and I said it yesterday, the new Rambo movie is the rare film where I believe the lower the Rotten Tomatoes score, the better it is.
Oh, absolutely.
What's it down to?
Right now, we're at 36%.
Oh, that seems high.
Some of the reviews, I mean, the reviews are just fantastic on this. Like, the bad reviews are great, and they make me want to see it even more. One said, director Adrian Grunberg goes for an almost horror flick level of gore. Blasted off faces, bisected bodies, trisected skulls, you name it. And then somebody said, Rambo Last Blood features what's easily the most violent movie scene of the year. This, to put it plainly, is one nutty movie. To begin with, there is no evident reason for it to exist. Oh, yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is.
It's going to work as a comedy, and the more bloody it is, the funnier it's going to be.
Oh, sure. Matter of fact, somebody tweeted me back and said, agreed. I rated the last one, that one we played, or from 2008. And there's a scene where Rambo shoots a guy through the head with a crossbow, and the guy falls onto a landmine in a rice paddy. 5 stars. I mean, these movies are just so over the top gratuitous. And the fact that he's like all fat in that last one just makes it even better.
And then so they've established this guy's really bad, like throughout the film. And then they just go, oh, he's a pedophile.
Yeah. I want to make him really want to kill him. Unnecessary scene. He's already killed like millions of people.
Yeah, he's killing all these innocent people and taking over villages. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, hey, by the way, he's a pedophile.
He's a gay pedophile, too. He likes little boys, and he has a boy, and I can kill him.
And by the way, the main bad guy, spoiler alert, gets killed because he's running through the woods, and Rambo is standing there and just sticks his arm out and runs into a knife.
He's
no physical movement whatsoever. Like, there's not some big fight that he had to train for weeks for.
I just want to stick my arm out. He's just running with a knife, and it's over with.
Well, I mean, in fairness, he was camouflaged by the tree.
Sure, right? Fat Rambo behind skinny tree.
No, there's only, you know, like a million trees in the forest. Obviously, he would run right towards
Sure, them. Well, I thought because today is essentially a national holiday, we would play a game, Fred, and this is one that you... I wanted to play this game because I'm so into this that I had Mike actually get these things all ready, and here is the game. It is...
Is it Sylvester Stallone?
I'm dealing with psychos.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's not a tumor.
Or Baker Mayfield.
This man's feeling pretty dangerous.
Right.
Perfect.
So, I mean,
it should be Fred and Fred alone for this one.
In the pantheon of badasses and guys who talk a big badass game, there's three names that immediately come to mind.
Yeah.
You know, Cobra, Conan, and Bakes. Bakey Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield to Jamal Adams got fined $21,000 for
pushing him down.
Pushing him down.
That's right. So what's going to happen here is Mike is going to read us a quote, and just all three of us have to guess whether or not... Here, you want to switch places? Whether or not this is indeed Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Baker Mayfield. And this is one, Fred, that I have a feeling that we're going to be pretty good at.
All right. That sounds fair.
You are the master of the Schwarzenegger films.
I mean, dude, so you I still can't believe you haven't seen Predator.
I've not.
I mean, that is... If you thought the Rambo movie was great, Predator is hysterical. It is so over-the-top macho that it goes in the other direction at one point. Like, it's just like, all right. It's kind of like, you know, back in the 80s when, like, the sign of ultimate manliness were, like, those fireman calendars.
Yes. Yes.
And you look at them now, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
A lot of beefcake.
A lot of beefcake here. So, all right, Mike. So, are you ready? You're going to read us a quote?
Yep. I'll read the quote from this badass, and you guys will guess. So, here's number one.
Okay. Stallone, Schwarzenegger, or Baker Mayfield. Okay.
You don't build a great castle just all at once.
It's Mayfield.
That's Mayfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know that.
That's definitely Mayfield.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Okay, that's Baker Mayfield. You don't build a castle. That's Baker Mayfield.
Because, you know, lone wolf, like every strong guy's a lone wolf. And Schwarzenegger doesn't need help from anyone.
Right. Okay.
All right, number two. I'm the party pooper.
I'm the potty pooper. Yeah. That sounds like something Arnold Schwarzenegger said. And agreed. I believe that might have been Kindergarten Cop.
All right, I'm not going to challenge Rich.
No, I agree. It's Schwarzenegger.
Who is your daddy?
Yeah.
And what does he do? Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right.
So who are you, man?
I'm the potty pooper.
Or is that bad one where you had to get the toy with Phil Hartman?
It's the beginning of Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, it is Kindergarten Cop. Okay. All right.
I saw that not too long ago.
Kindergarten Cop's all right. I haven't seen it in years, though. I don't.
It's not really.
Boys have a penis, girls have vaginas.
Yeah. No, it doesn't hold up. No.
Well, hopefully children aren't listening, Rich. You just spilled the beans.
All right.
All right. Quote from badass number two. When people doubt me, I prove them wrong.
All right. That's Baker.
That's Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, baby.
Yeah. When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Hell yeah, it is. The whole world was against you, Baker.
Yeah, that's right. He had to walk on and everything else.
All right. Who said this? To survive a war, you've got to become war.
Oh, that's Rambo.
That's Stallone. That's all Rambo. Day, all night.
Yeah. Ring the bell.
Ding, ding, ding. See, that's Rocky IV. I'm sorry. That's
the end of three.
That's the end of three when they could do the Leroy whatever.
Yes, that's the end of three.
It's the end of three and the beginning of four. They replayed that entire scene in Rocky IV.
Needed to fill time before the montages.
You go to someone's house and they got one of those dude paintings up. You just know they just suck.
Is it Peter Max? Is that who that is?
No, it's Leroy Neiman.
Oh, okay. Right.
Peter Max is just as bad.
Leroy Neiman had that mustache. It goes from eye to eye.
That's right.
Such a great artist.
All right.
Which badass said, born to be bad?
That's Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
From Twins. That's Twins.
He puts his shirt on, born to be bad.
Born to be bad.
Yes, we are. I remember that. I love the wacky 80s comedy music. It's like Midnight Run, like, you know, hey, let's frolic music. It's about to get wacky.
All right. Just relax, amigo. You want to talk, we'll talk. I'm a sucker for good conversation.
Cobra!
Oh, hell yeah, Stallone!
You
want to talk? We'll talk. I'm a sucker for good conversation.
The best is that, bring in the TV cameras. I'm not going to do that. He goes, why? Like, just to set him up for a line? Like, who asked why? He goes,
I'll deal with psychos. I bring him down. Yeah, your name on this bullet, don't make me hiss.
That's Assy McGee. That is not an actual Sylvester Stallone line. All right, next.
All right, I don't think I'm over the top cocky. I'm just proud of where I come
from. Baker Mayfield.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Yes, you were, Baker Mayfield. Not over the top cocky at all. That's why we have you involved in this game.
That's right. Talk like a stupid 80s superhero.
It doesn't matter what cards you're dealt. It's what you do with those cards. Never complain. Just keep pushing forward. Find a positive in anything and just fight for it.
That's got to be Baker Mayfield.
That's Baker Mayfield, isn't it?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Give me one more.
Stallone in like Creed or something.
Or Rhinestone.
It could have been Rhinestone. That's right.
That was him
borderline Stallone, but it was Mayfield.
Rhinestone, I could probably get 5 minutes through. until I didn't need it anymore.
Right, so it's pretty. Oh yeah.
Okay, ready
she
for one more?
She still got it.
Got one more.
Oh, I still love to bang Dolly Parton. She's like 80. I don't care.
A lot of people come to Blank City to lose. I didn't.
I mean, that's bigger.
It's got to be Cleveland. Yeah, big
You hit me. You hurt me. You hit me low. Cheap shot me. I'll get you out of it.
You know, a lot of people come to Vegas to lose.
I know this. It's Rocky Balboa.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And that's the press conference before the fight against Mason the Lion Dixon. Thank you,
Wow, John.
Wow, you sat through that movie.
I watched that.
Is Rocky Balboa worse than Rocky V?
No, it is not. Rocky V is a new low. Balboa is better.
Because Rocky V at least is comedic.
No,
it's like almost funny.
It's ridiculous. Beat him up, Dad. That guy took my room. No, that's Rocky V, and that's awful.
Rocky V's got like, hey,
Rocky V is awful.
Can we help you out, Rocky? You see no pie eating contest.
No. Balboa is a far better movie
than
Rocky V.
All right, so we needed to watch Rocky Balboa in order to interview Sylvester Stallone. I made it through 5 minutes of the film.
Right when he said,
she died of the woman cancer.
She died of the woman cancer.
That's right. Like the first 10 minutes. It's just him sitting in the graveyard in front of Adrian's grave, right?
Yeah.
As much as that movie
sucked. They made him so dumb. like at that point.
Well, five, he was dumb. Five, he got, brain damage.
Five is whatever it was. But in Rocky Balboa, they made him, like, the intelligence of, like, a two-year-old.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he got all of a sudden smart again in the movie Creed. But the thing about that Rocky Balboa might be the worst, in my opinion, Rocky movie, but it might also have the best single scene, and that is where he's talking to his son and he goes, it doesn't matter how hard you get hit, it's how hard you can get hit in my life and still get back up.
Keep moving forward.
Keep moving.
That is a good sign. That is a good scene.
Gives me chills when I see that.
All right. Well, listen, we can get back to talking about Antonio Brown.
No, but that was a good palate cleanser. I agree. That was very good.
Light, you know, not too much. But I will say this. Is the man, we can, if he does get cut, which I don't think is going to happen, but if he does get cut, we can rest easy knowing that we played his farts as much as humanly possible. So we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker Nights on 95, the Sports Hub.
I'm super grateful to be here, to play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I got a lot of the offense to learn and catch up. But I'm excited and grateful to be here and to be a part of these guys.
Antonio, what's it been like working with Tom?
It's been a tremendous honor. He's been here a long time, a lot of details, a lot of work ethic. A great guy to be around and just inspire everyone here.
How's the process been to kind of get used to everything as everything's going on in your life?
Well, it's football. You know, I'm grateful to play football. Every time you walk in the doors here, you know, be your best for the team. So every time I walk in here, I just want to make sure that I'm preparing to give these guys my best.
Antonio, have you heard from the league, if anything, about your availability?
I appreciate that question. You know, I'm just here to just focus on ball and look forward to getting out there in the home stadium and being with the team.
They say the first blow stuns you.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. All right, Rich is going to recap this Antonio Brown thing. But I would like you to know that Bert Breer has informed me that we've been called libtards due to our questioning Antonio Brown's motives, given his type.
By who?
That's some guy.
Really?
All right.
Just some guy?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Because everyone knows the Republican Party is staunchly on the side of harassing women.
Okay. Let me write that down for later.
Seems strange. That's just kind of a go-to insult, I guess, for that person, probably.
I would imagine.
Something tells you if you click on his Twitter account, you'd probably See that word used everywhere.
Awesome.
Guy who, you know, refused him service when he showed up drunk to Ben and Jerry's.
Thank you for listening, sir.
So, but all right. So there's this report. I mean, this just broke overnight by Robert Klemko. He's the guy who wrote that piece on all the people in Antonio Brown's life who've been harassed, stiffed for money, done wrong by him, farted on. He's reporting that Antonio Brown sent threatening text messages to the woman in that story who alleged Brown walked up behind her, quote, butt-ass naked with only a handcloth covering his penis. She was also the one who was hired to paint a mural at his house and who alleges that Antonio never paid her $700 for a painting that she made him for a charity. Now, alleges, talk about it, didn't want any money. But the message Brown allegedly sent via text is a group text to her, this woman, along with Brown's lawyer and several of his close friends and assistants. The texts accuse her of making up stories for money and include pictures he attached of her kids. So here, now once again, I'm reading exactly the way this is written, so I apologize. Antonio Brown starts the group text by saying, quote, "Really sad you would make up BS story to the world. Thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself, but must be really hard times for to make up some stuff for money. Super sad." And then here he's, it sounds like he's addressing one of the other people that's on the chain. He goes, "This the girl who unfinished my painting in my room from, redacted, super broke girl with a lot of kids, such a shame. This her in text, Eric B." So Eric B is someone is on that. I believe it's one of his assistants. "Let's look up her background history. See how broke this girl is from, redacted. Basically cried broke for opportunities. I let paint my room. Couldn't finish. I flew out now to hear this. So sad." And one of the people on this chain says, "Yes, sir, we will do that." The other one said, "You send me her info, bro." And then immediately after that is a photo that Antonio Brown put in the text chain of just her three children. Does not look like she is in this picture. Now, their faces are blacked out on what was released by Sports Illustrated. And underneath it, it looks like it had their names or some sort of information because that is redacted. And underneath it said, "Those are kids. Eric, she's awfully broke, clearly." And then the person who's responding to him said, "According to that post, she was going for a Meek Mill rally. I can reach out to his team tomorrow and see if anyone knows her. She sounds like a celebrity groupie." And then after that, he texted another photo, which is completely redacted. I'm assuming that's more than likely of her children. And then another picture of these women. So since then, her lawyer has contacted the NFL. They sent a lawyer to them explaining that Brown is, quote, "intimidating and threatening our client in violation of the NFL personal conduct policy." They say, quote, "Our client is understandably frightened by these text messages, which are clearly intended to threaten and intimidate her. While she certainly qualifies as a, quote, starving artist, she has never approached Mr. Brown, nor will she, about seeking money to compensate her for his sexual misconduct, contrary to his allegations in the text messages." On top of that, Antonio Brown's lawyer, Darren Heitner, who was included on the group text, told Klemko, who wrote the article, that he did not advise Brown to communicate with the woman. So he's already distancing himself, and the league responded to that letter within an hour. And it sounds like the investigators are going to speak to the woman's lawyers about the situation.
All right. And for all of you thinking that this is just, again, the world going against the Patriots, Klemko, according to Burt Breer, who's his boss, said that Klemko was been working on this for a month. So before he was even a thought, there was even a thought of him playing for New England. And it was started out as him not paying people what he owed them. And then, of course, you pull the string and then it just keeps coming and coming and coming. So the Patriots are left now with the decision. There's no question. Now, you have to remember, this woman, whose kids are, there's pictures of, is on the text chain. There's no reason for her to be on that text chain. There's no reason to put pictures of her kids on that text chain. So what's up?
Robert Klemko, the guy who wrote this article, who broke it, is going to be on with us in 5 minutes.
All right, let's break. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sub app. This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Robert Klemko writes for Sports Illustrated. He's been the guy who's been following this Antonio Brown saga. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Klemko.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well. All right, can you kind of take us, give us a timeline of how this story started with Antonio Brown, like when you started it and how this all started to gain steam?
Sure. About a month ago, we got a text from a friend in the athletic training community who had heard of a number of people who hadn't been paid bills by Antonio Brown. So we reached out to a few of those people. We reached out to additional people who we had heard filed lawsuits just because we thought it was kind of bizarre that somebody who had earned more than $60 million in his career, you know, wouldn't have paid like a $2,000 bill, for instance. And then in the course of that, we ran into a foundation for literacy, for kids' literacy, that said they hosted a softball game and a charity auction of art hosted by Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. A young woman had donated a portrait of Antonio catching a football to this thing. Somebody bought it for $450. Then Antonio saw the portrait, saw the lady, and offered $700 for it. So they give it to him. Then he contracts her to paint a mural of him in his home, in his bedroom. And then Antonio, on the second day, she turns around while she's painting, and he's standing there naked with a hand towel over his genitals. And when she, you know, rebuffs him, he fires her, pays her the $2,000 she was owed for the 2 days of work she did, but then never paid the charity the $700 for the original painting. So through the foundation, we reached out to this girl. She told us the story, included it in our account of all these different alleged debts owed by Antonio Brown. And then a couple days later, Wednesday night, he starts sending her text messages with several of his friends and his lawyer on the group message saying, "We need to investigate her. She's broke. Look at her kids." And he sends a screenshot of her children to this group with four numbers she doesn't know from her Instagram page.
Okay, so there's a couple questions, and there's, you know, obviously some diehard Patriots fans who are trying to poke holes in all of this. First of all, how did you vet this, the phone number part of it? There's a conspiracy that that's not really his number. I saw you on Twitter last night. Could you kind of explain how you proved this was indeed Antonio Brown?
Sure. So obviously we have to be super skeptical of anything like this. A lot of this stuff can be faked, so we can't just kind of take this person at her word. Even though she didn't seek us out, we sought her out, and it was a process to get her to talk about this at all. With that said, she sent me the screenshots on Wednesday night and said, "This is not okay. This guy's taking pictures of my kids off my Instagram page and sending it to these guys with these Miami area codes that I don't know." So we asked her to send us the screenshots, but Antonio's number, which she got in 2017 from him in a direct Instagram message, was not visible because she has him in her phone saved as Antonio Brown. So we asked her to delete the contact and then send us that number. She went to a lawyer who wrote a letter to the NFL, and they verified that this was Antonio Brown's number independently as well. But we couldn't trust all that, right? So we did background research on the other four numbers in the text chain. It should stand to reason that these are people that Antonio knows. One of them was Brian Davis, a guy that was mentioned in several lawsuits as being one of Antonio's assistants. One of them was Darren Heitner, Antonio's lawyer. I called Darren Heitner, and Darren answered. He said he didn't want to comment on any of this, and I said, "Did you advise your client to text this woman and send pictures of her kids to her?" And he said, "No, I didn't advise him that." And you'll notice that I didn't respond to the text. So that was enough confirmation for us. But I figured I'd give Antonio a call, too, because he claims that she's asking for money in these over the course of this whole process. Says she's money hungry.
So I called Antonio and introduced myself. He said hello, and then he hung up. And then I texted him, you know, do you have any proof that she's seeking money in all of this? Because that would clear a lot of this up. And he said, you know, FOH.
Yeah. FOH clown, right? Like, right. Yeah, get the F out of here or whatever it is.
Right.
So, and since then, and since this story has come out, I heard yesterday you saying that you've had more people reach out about situations with Antonio Brown, and you said one potentially is going to file criminal charges. What is the, like, what do you know about these cases?
So several people reached out to us after the story saying that they were owed money by Antonio Brown. One person said, one lawyer said that they had heard from somebody who reached out to them with intent to file a criminal charge. That's really the only detail I can give on it now. But, you know, it's safe to say that we haven't heard the last on this story.
Just can you kind of put in context the severity of whatever this charge is?
I really can't.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
No, I have to
protect this person.
Right, because Bert was in here and he just said what you said is that this is not over. There's more stuff that's going to be coming out for sure.
Yeah, I just have to protect this person. And
no, I understand.
Any more details.
Oh, I completely understand that you can't give the details. But suffice it to say, more is to come. This is
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think so. And obviously the league is going to want to interview Antonio. I mean, they have 10 hours of testimony or interview or whatever you want to call it with Brittany Taylor. And, you know, if they found her credible at all, they'll be trying to catch Antonio in some sort of lie. I mean, we've seen a precedent where the NFL has suspended people not because they found them ultimately guilty of the main issue, but because when they sat down with the NFL, they weren't forthcoming.
Now, did you ask the woman who is at the other end of these text messages whether or not she contacted police?
Her lawyers felt that her best course, because they weren't sure that this met the classic definition of stalking or intimidation, felt that her best course immediately was to reach out to the NFL to get this to stop, because the NFL seems to be the only entity that holds sway over Antonio Brown right now. I'm not sure whether or not in the coming days they'll pursue, you know, charges of stalking or harassment or intimidation.
How much has the NFL been in contact with you? Are you working with them in any way to flesh this out?
No. I emailed them asking them to confirm that they received this letter, and they declined comment.
All right, okay, so there's no real read as to what their reaction may end up being from this?
Well, I think they take it seriously. But, you know, look, Tyreek Hill is still on a roster, He said to his wife, you know, you should be afraid of me too, B. So who can say, you know, who can predict how the NFL is going to handle any given case on a case-by-case basis?
Have you reached out to the Crafts?
So we dealt with Stacey James, the director of media relations, on both stories when asking, when seeking comment. We haven't reached out to the Crafts specifically.
Okay, and they've just said no comment on all this. They've been radio silence.
Correct.
All right. Now, Antonio Brown, has anybody else reached out to you that you didn't expect? And I mean, as you said, stories like this, when they come out, they just start growing legs. And a matter of fact, you know, according to Bert, when he was saying the genesis of the story, when you were just looking for people who had debts unpaid, you know, something, you stumbled upon this woman who, you know, was sexually harassed. Has there been anything else, anybody else reached out that you were surprised during the story?
This whole story has been a surprise. The oddest one, there's a woman that says that Antonio Brown owes her $200 and that she never pursued it just because it's $200.
But, right.
you know, he felt that taking a picture with her was payment for this service offer.
Oh. Okay. Seems like an odd gentleman, I think it's safe to say. All right, Robert Klemko, good stuff. You can read him on Sports Illustrated. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it. You know, if you can, you know how you can tell if the league, like, hates the Patriots is if they don't put him on the exempt list.
Yes.
If they want to just sit there and squirm and have to make a decision for themselves.
Yeah, why would
we're not helping you out. We're not throwing you a life raft.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you, this is up to you. If you don't want them, you got to get rid of them.
Think of it this way. If you're Robert Kraft right now, you're sitting there going, please, 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 somebody step in and take this guy away.
Yes.
Because if you do make a decision, because all indications from things that have been said and things I've heard behind the scenes is that they were truly taken by surprise by this civil case, the Krafts. And if they are mad, and if it is true that they would never would have signed him if they knew about it, what do you do now? Because let's say Bill does want to keep him.
He does.
Okay. I believe that he may too. And the way that Ted Johnson was talking about how he's going to do anything to get to a perfect season this year.
Also, Bert made a good point in that who's to say Antonio Brown doesn't get picked up by another team?
True, true. So let's say that Bill wants him, yes, but the Krafts don't, and the Krafts step in and say, you got to release him. What does that do to the relationship between those two guys?
I mean, it's not going to be good. I mean, I think that Belichick feels that he can.
After the whole Brady Garoppolo thing got swept under the rug a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think he feels that he has carte blanche and that he doesn't have to answer to anybody. I mean, I think that's safe to say.
If you're the NFL, why wouldn't you at least talk to Klempo and get all the details he has about all of this?
I don't know.
Am I missing something?
Because he's a reporter?
Well, because he's not under any obligation to
no,
give
he's
that
not, but he. If I'm the NFL, at least I call up and ask. Don't you? If you really want to run this thing down,
well, no,
and you're playing from behind here, and you're trying to catch up with all the details,
no.
Why not go to the guy that has them?
No, because they go to the source. They go to the person.
They go to her. And she's obviously, through her lawyer, willing to cooperate. They reached out to the NFL.
Yeah.
Right. So how much more do you need?
He can't go to Klemko. Right.
Klemko's a middleman at this point.
Okay.
Goes like, straight to her.
Right. And all Klemko can say is stuff that he hasn't vetted, obviously, because he hasn't released it yet. But the main thing that's interesting about the Klemko situation is that this is not over.
Yeah, he's sitting on several other charges. One that he said is a criminal charge. And by the way, he did specify on a tweet yesterday that they are not sex or debt related.
So who knows? And you can't speculate, but who knows? So if the Patriots are hoping that this just goes away, which, you know, with the civil thing, I mean, obviously he wasn't guilty of anything. And you could charge someone civilly for anything. But this is not going to go away. According to the man who's broken all this news, there's more coming. Sounds like a lot more coming, especially the $200 one.
Belichick's press conference going to carry that live at 11:15.
Well, I would imagine.
I would think so.
Yes. I'll tell you what, if he gets up there and is combative with the media and acts like they're out of their mind for asking questions, he can go F himself.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to release a statement, whatever they're going to do, because it's either going to be, we've released him, which I think is not going to happen, or they're going to say, we are aware of the reports that have come out last night regarding Antonio Brown. We are looking into it at this time. Mm-hmm. There will be no further statement. And then Belichick can go up and say, we have already made a comment on all of that, and I'm not at liberty to discuss this anymore.
Yeah, good for him. Good for the organization. They should be really proud of themselves.
I guarantee you the Krafts are pissed about this entire thing.
Well, I can't imagine they'd be happy. I mean, this is awful. Call number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group hotline, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020. Maybe brought to you by Hella Good Cheese. Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. Visit RedSox.com. Yeah, if the Krafts didn't know about any of this, this is no fun. And it's just going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming. All right, so we will be back. We will actually talk to Manish Mehta about a football disaster. Not a PR disaster, a football disaster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Street with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
and it's telling me there'll be better days.
Lights talk. 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you don't know about Antonio Brown's text, I got nothing to tell you. I can send it up. Jay, go ahead.
Jay, what up?
Hey.
Hey.
So just two takeaways after reading Klemko's report and then also listening to him on the show a couple minutes ago. So it does mention in the article that there's four other people besides herself in there, but when you look at the screenshots, there's actually six people. It's, you know, herself and then five other people. And then just to hit on what a caller from earlier had said about, you know, maybe he took the most recent photo from her Instagram.
Let me cut you off. There's one that's just her kids. There's one that's just her kids that doesn't have her in it.
Yeah, so if you look at that one in the screenshot, immediately underneath they mention that post is from a Meek rally, which I'm assuming...
No, it's not. It doesn't say it was from a Meek rally. According to that post, she was going to a Meek rally. It's not from a Meek rally. And it doesn't matter if it was from outer space. It's a picture of her kids on a text message that was sent to her.
Sent to her telling people that she's never met to investigate her.
Yeah, I'm not defending it. I was rebutting the caller's comment earlier. It doesn't seem like it's the most recent picture because of the way they're referencing it. It says according to that post, which I'm assuming they're talking about that photo, that she was going to a Meek Mill rally, which I don't think has happened in a while.
Why send a picture of his kid?
I don't think he's arguing.
Kids. Yeah, okay.
I think he was talking about the timing of the picture.
All right.
Eddie, go ahead. Eddie.
Hey, yeah. I don't think Robert Kraft is really all that pissed about this because now nobody's talking about his massage parlor mayhem.
I think it's the exact opposite. I think you bring this up and everyone starts going, oh, the Patriots organization, they get away with everything. Look what happened with Robert Kraft. It's you just brought it up. You're a case in point. They must hate this because that story was dead before Antonio Brown showed up.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that? Like
no
one was talking about that story.
No.
And now it's back because everyone is raising questions about the integrity of the Patriots. And it also shows the hypocrisy of during the offseason when he got in trouble saying, you know, we're going to strive. I pledge to promise to be a better person and all this stuff. Well, if you approve having a guy like this who sends texts to a woman intimidating her with pictures of her children and you continue to keep him on your team, then it shows you're being a hypocrite. But they have to bring that story back up in order to show that. So no. They hate this. They hate this. It's the opposite of that. Everyone's talking about that story now.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's no organization wants this kind of crap. He ain't getting cut today, though, and this is going to go on all season. There's going to be little drops and drips coming up all the time.
So you think he's going to be with the team the entire year?
I think until there is a criminal charge, he's going to be on the team. Now, Bert said it best. This woman has not gone to the police yet about those texts. And I guess her lawyer told her not to do that. She's not trying to get any money. That's the main thing that you can take from all this. From everything we know, she's not trying to get any money.
They thought the NFL would be
the most proactive of this.
But yeah, most proactive is a good way to
put it. Become a bigger story.
But by the way, what would concern me if I was the Patriots more than anything is that he just did this.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't
while he was under their watch, right?
This isn't something that he did in the past.
They could clean their hands of anything that happened while he was a Raider or while he was with the Steelers. They could say, hey, listen, now that he's here, it's a whole new game. He did it when he was wearing a Patriots uniform.
Because there aren't any criminal charges, and Bert alluded to this while he was here, the NFL may not step in at all.
No.
But I think that's perfect.
They already have stepped
in. Well, I don't know.
They're interviewing the woman for the Super Bowl.
I understand,
but they might not put him
on the commissioner's exempt list. I mean, they've been slow to do these kinds of things in the past. I think this is good because it forces the Patriots to take a stand one way or another. They've been hiding behind the NFL this entire time since they signed him. And now after 2 weeks, it's time to step into the spotlight and say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. It's all on them, which is as it should be because they're the ones that signed him.
And by the way, he was on Instagram today. He wasn't doing anything, but he was on Instagram live today.
Yeah, just smiling in the car and driving.
If you don't think he's going to do something, don't even worry about the past. If you don't think he's going to do something again, I mean, you're out of your mind.
Well, Klemko said they had four more stories sitting
there.
No.
But I'm talking about
moving forward, predicting
the future.
No. He was already under investigation and sent these text messages 36 hours ago. He has absolutely no sense. He can't read the room. He doesn't want to read the room.
And by the way,
he does what he does.
For the allegations that no one was making a big deal of, too. It was just that he came up naked with a towel and then never paid her.
Yep. And she didn't even
want money from her. It's amazing.
She just told Klemko. All right. Let's talk a little bit about bad things going on.
How awful the Jets are.
We'll talk to Manish Mehta. No commercials here, just that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.